Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. This week, our message is about the end time wealth transfer. Now, many of God's people are looking for wealth in this season, but how many truly understand how the wealth is transferring and why? This is not money dropping out of the sky. This is about God's justice and recompense. It's about judgment upon those who use the wealth for corrupt means. It's about God restoring his people as the rightful heirs of this earth. The Bible talks about us being a royal priesthood. Remember, we talked about that last time. But Romans 5:17 gives us an idea of what this also means. It says, for by one man's offense, we're talking about Adam, death reigned by one. Much more, they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, meaning the food through salvation, shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. And there's I think there's a New Living Translation that says, shall reign in life, reign as kings in life. So you have to understand that that was the whole point of salvation, is that we go back to our original position God had sin never occurred.
Here is this week's message.
When Jesus stated your case before the courts of heaven for all humanity, what he was doing, it was taking us out of the power of the kingdom of darkness. And when that happened, there was a court case that was settled. And the enemy has to pay back everything that was stolen from us. He has to pay back everything as if sin never happened, as if Adam never sinned, as if we will all have been kings and priests in this earth with all the wealth. And so what this transfer of wealth is about is returning God's people to be the rightful owners of the earth. So as Psalms 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And he talks about the people and the substance therein. So everything in the earth belongs to God and his people. So with this wealth transfer, that's what's happening. The Lord is saying, okay, the case was won when Jesus died on the cross and he took the power of hell. And he came and he says, okay, now go and take the nations, preach the gospel to the nations. And I want you to go in my name, reign in my name. So what he was doing was returning mankind to our rightful positions as kings of God's sons and daughters of kings of the earth. So that's what this wealth is about. Now, this thing is deep because not everybody is able to handle this wealth. And I have a few notes here because one of the things, and I'm going to just say what the Lord showed me, first of all, about how this was coming about. He had given me a vision, and this was, I don't know, probably about 3-4 years ago, where I saw this DNA strand. It was operating in the earth, and the Lord was showing this was the result of Jesus winning the case against the enemy. There was this stranded DNA, and I'm reading my notes here. It said it came on the realm of the spirit, and it looked like a giant DNA strand arising in the earth. It was like it had a life of its own, and it was recreating the lives of mankind. I didn't see the source of the DNA, but in my heart, I knew that somehow it was connected to the blood of Jesus, okay? This is what the Christians were stepping into once we get saved. This particular DNA was spiritual, not physical, even though it would produce physical results. What I saw was the restoration of God's original plan for humanity, and it had to do with recreating the lives of men in this earth. This particular strand of DNA was of royalty. It was that of royalty. I saw that clearly. It came directly from the Heavenly Father. I saw restoration, not just a natural restoration, but a supernatural restoration all the way back to Adam. It was not creation. In a sense, it was recreation. And this is the strange part. This was, it was like we were talking about restoration of the DNA strand. It looked like the first creation had been halted, not destroyed, but it had been halted. And once Jesus came back, that strand of DNA began to flow again in mankind. And that's how the Lord showed me. And he said, this is the restoration of his dynasty, his kingdom dynasty, which meant royalty. So if you go through the scriptures, the Bible talks about us being a royal priesthood. Remember, we talked about that last time. But Romans 5:17 gives us an idea of what this also means. It says, for by one man's offense, we're talking about Adam, death reigned by one. Much more, they which will receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, meaning through salvation, shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. And there's I think it's a New Living Translation that says, shall reign in life, reign as kings in life. So you have to understand that that was the whole point of salvation, is that we go back to our original position God had sin never occurred. Now, is this an easy transition? No, for many different reasons. And we talked about what would happen in the earth as God is raising up his kings. And I've been writing about this for decades now, but one of the things the Lord showed me, he called it a battle royale. He says the kings of the kingdom, God's kingdom, will be overcoming the kings of the earth. Who are the kings of the earth? Well, they're the people, the corrupt kings in this universe, in this earth, who are in business, who are in government, who are in different factions of the area or sections of the of life, who have been ruling in corruption. These are the ones that God is replacing. Now, the word of God tells us in Psalm 75, God raises up some, he puts down one, raises up another. What did he tell us in Jeremiah chapter 1? That our job as believers is to come in, we're pulling down, we're throwing down, we're destroying and throwing down the things that are not of God. Why? In order to build and plant what God has. So that's what Jesus came for. He came to destroy the works of Satan so that God could raise up a company of people who will walk in the righteousness of God and plant and do the things God wanted to have done from the first time that he created Adam. So God is going back to his original purpose. So that's what this is all about. So when I first started writing about this back in 2000 or so, maybe 1999, the Lord kept saying he was raising up leaders and there was going to be a Saul versus David type of an anointing going on. So there's two different things. The corrupt leaders, many of them, especially some of those in the church, were called and anointed by God. But just like Saul, they refused to obey God. So they're going to have to be removed in order for the Davids, and that's how the Lord calls them, to come into place. Now, the Sauls were not perfect. Neither are the Davids perfect. So one of the things the Lord told me in this season for his people, if you know you're being called or if you don't know you're being called to be a David in the season, take your mouth off of Saul. Take your mouth off the leaders that you see that are doing corruption. Pray for them, but don't be bad-mouthing them in public. And there's a reason for this. David never bad-mouthed Saul. He honored him because of the position he held. And in America, that's an issue we have right now. There is so much dishonor. And the Lord said what's getting ready to happen is for those of you who are called, you're going to be dishonored because you sowed seeds of dishonors to the current leaders. I don't care if it's the president of the United States. I don't care if it's your governor, your pastor, your leader, even the man of God over your house or your woman over your house. If you're disrespecting the leader that's set before you and over you, once God calls you up, if you do not repent, you're going to be disrespected. And the Lord said, that's what's going to happen in this hour. David never badmouthed Saul. He never attempted to kill Saul when he had an opportunity. By right, he could have. And so the reason he blessed David and gave David wealth and gave him a longevity as far as people from his line on the throne was because he honored God, even in the tough times. Even in the times when Saul tried to kill him, he did not fight Saul. So this is what we have to understand. There's a company of people that God is calling to have the integrity and the stature of kings, honorable kings, righteous kings in the earth. And for us to qualify, we're going to have to make sure that our hearts are clean in dealing with the leadership that is before us now. Now, so the Lord called it a battle royale. I wrote about this in a book I wrote called The Breaking Evil Covenants and Curses. The Lord said that's one of the reasons that the heathen is raging right now. The heathens raging, the so-called anointed ones that are in disobedience, they're all raging. And he says that the enemy has convinced them that man's wisdom is above God's. And that's where this whole thing is going to fall. We can't go into this new era with the wisdom of man. It's over. It's not going to work. But he says they're going to want people to trust science. They're going to want you to trust everything but God. And that is the issue. So many of the leaders in the church have gone that way. And because of it, they're going to be removed. God is going to take their spirit that his spirit from them. And like Saul, many were going to have to deal with the demonic effects of their own unrighteousness. But he says he's judging the leaders of the nations and within the nations, he said, because they have severely mismanaged their positions in order to gain wealth for themselves. Now, we talked about this a little bit before. So the Lord is getting ready to deal with everyone. This is why those who are replacing them, who God is calling up, as you said, a flip-flop, and he said, tell his people, get ready. It's because you're going to have to come in at a higher standard. You're going to have to come in doing the things that they're getting reprimanded for. You can't do that. You have to be at a higher level. You have to come in and you have to be fit and called, and you must be found worthy. So they're being deposed because they have been found unworthy. They've been found wanting in the eyes of God, and they're not turning. They're not turning to righteousness. And because they're not, God is not going to put another unrighteous person in there. So he's only going to put the people in there who have the heart to follow God and obey him in this hour. So what he's calling us to do, he says, I'm calling people to rule and reign in my name. So when you're called to rule and reign in Jesus' name, that means you don't do what you want to do. You do what headquarters in heaven is telling you to do. You're doing what the Spirit tells you to do. That's how you'll be managing these hours. And he says his kingdom must be delivered up, and it's time for us to go possess the land. So I just wanted to make sure that you understood this wealth is not just coming as wealth. It's coming as a power transformation where God is removing the leaders who mismanaged what God gave them and giving it to someone who has a heart to obey God. And the Lord said, he talked about how when two or three are gathered together, again, he's saying in prayer, so many people are praying individual. He's saying in this season, you're going to be like the first church. They pray together. The apostles got together and prayed. You're going to have to do that with others, because he's saying here, once we pray together, and he said in Matthew 18, that if any two of us are gathered together in his name, he says, and ask anything, he'll be there in the midst. And here's how the Lord spoke to me. He says, I'm there. He says, my name, character, DNA, and purpose is there. I'm there in the midst of them when they are in agreement. Now, we have to be in agreement with his will, but we're going to have to work together with others in order to get this done. And he says, he's with those who are willing to go into partnership with the Father and the Son and do the work that we're called to do in this hour. Okay, so God is looking for kings and leaders. People are going to take over regions, going to take over governments, going to take over. And this is serious. This is why, he mentioned specifically people who are hating on Donald Trump right now. I'm going to tell you, you have to understand, whether the man's saved or not saved is not your purpose. Your purpose is to get ready for what God is doing. You may not like what everything is doing, but guess what? When you go back to look at the life of David, David was a very imperfect man, but he had a perfect heart toward God, meaning even if he messed up, he knew how to make it right with God.
Beloved, God is restoring the wealth and position his people would have had if Adam had never sinned. The devil has to pay us back for all the trouble, the pain and suffering our families have endured for generations. The Lord wants to bless his people as he promised Abraham. In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. We are blessed to be a blessing. The wealth is not so we can lavish it all on ourselves. It is about helping our families and our communities in these last days. In Jesus' precious name. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and our YouTube channel as well. If you would like to partner with us, you can find more details on our ministry site, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. Also, our next Apostolic Prayer Force gathering is scheduled for Monday, April 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also find details on our ministry site. Again, that's www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.